President's Message, Fundraising, the Second Pinnacle, by Jeff Tom. In the last issue of the BC, I talked about the first pinnacle underlying the continued ability of the California Council of the Blind to remain at the forefront of work for Californians who are blind or have low vision. Membership. As hard as it is to grow our membership, the second pinnacle underlying our future success is an even more difficult issue for many to embrace. Fundraising. Some of us are natural-born fundraisers. They seem to have the affinity for it and the skill set as well. For others, fundraising is more frightening than appearing on American Idol. However, if we are dedicated to CCB's future success, we must overcome our fears and uncertainties and forge ahead. Many of us rationalize our non-participation in fundraising efforts. Some refuse to participate because they lack the income to give to the organization. We should never judge another member by his or her decision as to whether they can afford to donate funds to the organization. However, we all have the capability of assisting in fundraising efforts in some fashion or other. Whether providing fundraising ideas, seeking donations from your contacts outside the organization, or volunteering your time at a fundraising event, there are ways for all of us to do our part. Others find fundraising somewhat repugnant, almost akin to begging. To those who feel that way, I would make two interrelated points. First, the flaw in that argument is that we are only asking for support to further our outstanding work of assisting persons with vision loss. Secondly, in our resource development efforts, it is essential that the primary message we convey concerning the need for fundraising is not one of pitying those who are blind or who have low vision, but one of achieving our mission, helping to ensure that persons with visual impairments can live independently and that we have equal opportunities in society. Another reason for an unwillingness to participate is the notion that successful resource development for CCB is just too daunting for the individual member. The error in this line of thinking is that, rather than contemplate what needs to be done as a whole, if every member set a small fundraising goal for themselves, the difference in our annual revenue would be enormous. If you want to do more, but still feel uncertain as to what you can do, I urge you to talk to me or other CCB leaders. After all, financial resources are, as they say, the big elephant in the room, and it is up to us to embrace the challenge to secure our future.